Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Otheries. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins. And today, we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. In the same way, the Spirit, too, comes to the aid of our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself intercedes with inexpressible groanings. And the one who searches hearts knows what it is, the intention of the Spirit, because it intercedes for the holy ones according to God's will. You know, when we recognize that the Spirit of our Lord dwells within us, allowing us to call on Him in weakness to avert sinning by living God first, we become His disciples, searching love, faith, and hope of redemption firsthand. I repeat often our ministry's focus of living God first to emphasize the beauty of redemption, allowing goodness to overcome the madness of sin's grip, by focusing on the name of Jesus. If you write to God first in Jesus, that is, if you write to God first for Jesus, F-O-R, at gmail.com, you can converse with me about this beauty or struggle when we have a dialogue of His righteousness. Amen. The will of God calls on the Spirit constantly when nothing pushes aside the beauty of truth, but instills forgiveness. Amen. Take some time. Send me an email. Talk to me about your struggles or your insights on the Spirit. And we too can live God first together. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud. Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan. We pray for our grandchildren each day, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. Prayers for those who've asked us to pray for them, and prayers for those that we've said that we would pray for. And we pray for those who are dying each day. Lord, may you lift up their family in peace. May you lift up their soul in peace. May the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fit, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 8. We're in verses 26 and 27 this morning. It's a one-stanza poem, one-lined ending. It has a repeating phrase on the end of each line. It's called some sort of special poem, and I still haven't figured those out. But anyway, it's titled, Prayer Not Naturally Said in Us. Weakness ours, aided by the Spirit in us. Prayer not naturally said in us. Groanings inexpressible, intercedes in us. Spirit searches heart's intentions in us. Will of God's intercession, one holy in us. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's December 11th, 2021. I'm recording this morning at 7:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we take a moment of silence each day. If you're with us, you know that that moment of silence comes with some impromptu work as we mark the time of our closure this morning, which should be about 6:03, as we continue to lift up the name of Jesus. And we got our grandson with us. And I took my laptop and I put it in the truck because I wanted to do something with it. And I got something on it. Coffee, something. And the ants came a-calling. So I got ants in my pants and I can't do a dance because all I got is an ant trance. And finally was able to move the laptop around a little bit and get the ants out of the machine. Now it seems to be clean. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thanks again for joining us today. May God bless you. As I always say, blessings to John and Marie.